USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House where he touted the economy and how good things are going. The president also discussed NAFTA.
I can say this, we're doing very well. I'm in no rush. We want to make the right deal. NAFTA's been a disaster for our country. Mexico and Canada were, if you think about making or if you think about deficits, we had a deficit of $135 billion a year on NAFTA. You look at New England, you look at different places where factories are still empty. They still haven't recovered. But now companies are moving back. So we're either going to do a good NAFTA, a fair NAFTA for us, or we're not doing NAFTA at all.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial was up almost 400 points today to close the day at 25,558. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus special financing only for a limited time. To find your local Sleep Number store, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
An American music icon has passed away, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Music legend Aretha Franklin is dead at 76, passing away just days after her family disclosed that she was battling cancer and was at home under hospice care.
What you want?
Born in 1942, she sang gospel before starting her mainstream career at 18. She was the first woman to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1987, and she received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award in 1994. Again, Aretha Franklin was 76. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jurors began their deliberations today in the trial of former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort, who prosecutors allege earned $60 million and then hid it from the IRS. Manafort chose to not testify or call any witnesses in his defense. This is USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama.
This is a bad time to be coming down off of that high.
Comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
Recapping one of our top stories today, President Trump held a cabinet meeting at the White House. Among the topics discussed were keeping kids safe at school.
We want to harden our schools against attack, improving communications between law enforcement, school officials, mental health professionals, and counselors, training school personnel so they better protect our students, including allowing qualified personnel to be armed. As you know, in Florida, they went in with a bill that didn't have that, and they came out with a bill where the legislature wanted it. So that's up to the community. Improving our early warning system to make sure schools, families, and law enforcement can identify red flags and respond quickly. We want to strengthen our mental health laws and procedures. So important. I think it's probably the most underrated element of what we're doing, but it might be the most important. Mental health. The laws and procedures. Keeping guns, we want to keep them out of the hands of those who pose a threat to themselves and to, more importantly, frankly, others. And we want to foster a culture that celebrates life and forms real and meaningful human connections so that we can see not only in terms of education, but we can see if something's going wrong with somebody, we can do something about it. In Florida, there were a lot of red flags. I guess they said there were 28 to 38 red flags where everybody knew this was a sick person.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.